101.9 POR, John, Joe, and Courtney all morning, 12 in a row all day. Hey, I'm a father-in-law now.
Yeah.
Yay.
That was pretty great news. Friday, taking Friday off because our oldest son, Zach, got married.
I was so glad that the couple gave us the okay to talk about it on Friday. Because Courtney and I were bursting with excitement for you guys.
Same. We're like, I can't wait to see photos.
Zach and Sarah got married Friday morning at the courthouse City Hall, Portland City Hall.
John had a shotgun.
So it was just it's so great. They just wanted, you know, simple. Mm-hmm. So that's what they got. I'll tell you right now, if you're planning on a City Hall ceremony, it is fast.
Yeah. Nice. Nothing,
very quick.
Nothing lingering.
No. They don't have to do all the, you know, and I mean this respectfully, all that God crap.
That's valid.
Stuff. With, they're just like, do you? All good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I right?
Literally.
Pretty close?
Yeah.
Yeah, legally marrying someone, you just have to say that you consent, and then that's it. You could literally say anything else you want.
My wife and I had a short ceremony as well. It was like a little thing that we did at a gazebo in Scarborough, at the park out there.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the park.
Old drive-in park.
But we had our friend, yes, and our old friend, our friend Karen, who was a good friend of my wife's and a friend of mine, she married us, so she did a little speech, a little reading, if you will, I think just to lengthen it.
Probably.
A bit, because it was so quick.
Yeah.
It does go really
fast. You like blink and the ceremony's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fun.
How
I like
was it?
That.
Did you cry a lot? Did you?
I didn't. Just a little. It was too fast. It was too fast to cry. Like, my emotions didn't have a chance to catch up. Lori and I had this discussion afterwards. She's like, I didn't even have a chance to tear up because, like, it was so fast.
I want to cry.
Very business.
And it's exactly what Zach and Sarah wanted. So,
that's good.
So, you know,
good for them.
They had the ceremony. Lori and I were there. Our youngest son, Spencer, was there. And my mom and dad were there.
Very cool.
And that was it. And then we took a whole bunch of pictures. And then we went out to breakfast.
Yeah.
By the way, thank you to the Friendly Toast, who's not paying for this.
Them.
But I called them and I said, hey, we're coming in. My son just got married, and there's seven of us coming for breakfast. And the guy goes, oh, we have a nice little function room.
That's nice.
I'll go set that up for you guys.
So they gave you a little reception.
Isn't that so cool?
That's very sweet of them.
I like that.
You know what? You deserve to mention them again. Who are they?
Yeah, a Friendly Toast.
Oh, okay.
A Friendly Toast.
If you
really
haven't
nice.
Been there, oh my God.
Uh-huh.
A lot of gluten-free options, too, I will say. Mm-hmm. Very delicious.
It was one of those things where you go, oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you, Friendly Toast people. Did you know that I have a book? did you do a reading at the little...
you bring out a microphone.
Did you have your books with you?
But I have a book signing on Friday. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I'm sure you're going to... Hey, listen, man. It's got to be weird, right? You got like a married child now.
I know.
Right?
I know.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's really awesome.
And the pictures were beautiful. I mean, they looked incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you all did, I mean. Like, you look great. You had your suit on. Lori looked beautiful. The bride and groom looked glowing.
Great chance for family photos, too.
Yeah. And you know what? For a quickie service, heck of a place to take some photos for your wedding is the Portland City Hall, because they've got some great... That's a beautiful old building.
The staircase is just amazing.
It is all like granite, brass, and marble inside that building. Beautiful.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
I'm jealous. Like, that seems so cool. Mm-hmm. Just like the short, nice and short.
Mm-hmm. And Courtney, how much money are you spending on your wedding coming up?
I'm telling you.
Is it more than a City Hall
is
wedding.
Is it a little bit different, perhaps?
A lot bit different.
Yeah.
It's cool. I need the, I don't know why.
Attention.
Yeah.
And Courtney is also having breakfast.
Yeah.
For dinner.
I am.
That ceremony.
And donuts and pastries.
Yeah. Mm. You're very unique.
Yeah. And, like, you can't get drunk at City Hall. I mean, you can, but not easily. Or sneakily. You have to have a flask.
I looked around. There may have been a couple.
I was going to say, John probably saw a few people paying off some fines or something. Did you see, like, regular people doing business, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. City Hall's open.
Everyone was so accommodating and, like, smiley at us, you know, as we're, like, all dressed up, taking pictures and everything. People would, like, take the long way around
try
to avoid, like,
being
where we were
respectful.
Taking it was so nice. I really, I appreciated that from everyone. Not just people who work there, but people who were just casually doing business in City Hall. They were really nice about it.
And were they quiet when the ceremony started, at least, or did you have like chatter going on in the background? Like, oh, my dog did not poop in that park.
There was
$50.
I will not pay $50 for that poop that my dog didn't do.
There was one other person in the city clerk's office where they had it, and the city clerk stayed behind the counter, behind the plexiglass, and said, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
We're like, Here now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I at least thought we would go like out in the hallway to another room or
somewhere private.
Or that she'd come out from behind the desk.
And nope. it never happened.
Nope.
We're like, okay, we're ready. Zach, do you take Sarah? I do. Sarah, do you take Zach? I do. I now pronounce you married. Please sign this form.
Right.
Like, are we done?
What?
She's like, yeah, you're done.
Wait, I was just about to cry.